All right, how's everyone tonight? Oh, you're that good, huh? Okay. I'm okay. You know, one of the things that we talked to the team about was winning our first game at home, and we were able to pull that off tonight. Another thing that we wanted to do was to see how this new offense would operate, how the new special teams coach and units would operate, and we felt like that they did a good job, particularly the first half, the offense driving the ball down the field and getting a score, the defense coming on the field and getting a stop and to put the offense back on the field, and they drove it down the field and got another score, and then the defense got another stop. And so, you know, you're feeling pretty good when those kind of things happen because you know, we needed to see the offense be efficient and put points on the board. And so those things are good. And I thought overall the special teams units did a good job. In the second half, you know, we had some return opportunities there, which helped. But overall, I thought we did a good job in the first half. I liked the first half play other than the 3 points we gave up toward the end of the half. The second half wasn't as good, but we were playing some other people who haven't been in the system as long and who are still trying to get their feet on solid ground as far as the system is concerned, as far as their playing ability is concerned, and what they are capable of doing. So second half, we got to improve upon that, and there are a lot that we need to work on and will work on. So we feel good about getting the victory. It's a positive force, and there were good things that happened. Players had good performances, even though you didn't have a full game of performance, but some guys flashed and showed that they have ability to help this team. And so we're excited about that, and we're going to go back to work and get ready for the next game because we play in St. Louis, you know, and go do that and try to win that one as well. You know, if you can win on the road in the NFL, that's a plus for us. So we're going to try to put that focus from this point going forward to that game and trying to win on the road. With that, I'll open it up. No, they didn't. Usually, you know, if there's something of note, they'll come to me and tell me. They didn't come to me at all tonight. So that's a good sign. Well, those first two drives, they did a good job. You know, didn't do as good in the second half. But neither did the defensive coordinator in the second half.
What did you see out of Dable in those first two in terms of play selection, pace, things like that?
Well, Brian is a very thoughtful coach. Preparation-wise, he prepares for everything. And, you know, he was getting into a rhythm. As a play caller, you want to be able to get into a rhythm, and I thought he was able to get into his rhythm. He knew what he wanted to call. He knew what the opponent was giving us, and he knew what he needed to do to take advantage of that. And so as a result of it, you know, we were pretty efficient. So I thought he did a good job. Well, you always start with a clean slate because everybody is 0-0, you know, in the win-loss column when the regular season starts. But I think it depends on the maturity of your team and where they are. You know, Indianapolis, they would lose just about all the preseason games and then kill everybody in the regular season, you know. But if you have a young team, I think being able to win some games helps their attitude, helps their preparation, and then I think it can bode well, you know, going into the regular season.
So based on what you've seen in this new defense or offense tonight, Romeo, I mean, do you see its strength as being a possession ball control type offense, which is kind of familiar offense in a lot of games?
Well, tonight that's what it was, you know, but that doesn't mean it's going to be that same way every week. You know, because when we game plan, we look at the opponent, try to figure out what we need to do against the opponent, and then try to take advantage of their weaknesses. So, I mean, you know, is the ball control this week? It could be an empty, throw the ball all around next week. You know, you just never know from week to week.
Romeo, can you tell us
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was hoping for when we signed him, you know, because he has shown that he has the ability to be a good runner. He can catch out of the backfield. He can block as well. And I thought tonight he showed us a little bit of that, you know, his ability to get through the line and run through tackles, has great vision on making his cuts. He's a good addition to the team. Well, that was a relief, you know, because I know his ability. And for him to take that hit, I think that that helped clear his mind about where he is with that injury, you know, because until you get hit on it, you just never know. You're always wondering about it. But now he's taken a hit. He's been in the game. And I think that that will help him going forward.
Did it look like he was as quick and explosive
as he was before the surgery? Yeah. I mean, he got outside a couple times. He wasn't able to keep his balance, you know, and fell. But I think that that will come, and he'll be able to keep his balance and turn some of those runs into big runs. I wasn't at the airport, and so I don't know if Dwayne is in town or not, you know. I've just been working with the guys who've been here, trying to get these guys better. And, you know, we made some plays in the receiving game. We missed some plays in the receiving game. So we'll work on it next week and go from there.
Also, what did you see out of
Dontari Bowe tonight? Well, I thought he made some strides tonight as far as understanding how this game needs to be played by him. And I think that he'll be better going down the road.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks.